Okay, let's talk about the tree list again. Let's go back and let's review the tree list pegs. Number one, tree. Repeat after me out loud, please. Number two, light switch. Number three, stool. Number four, car. Number six, gun. Number seven, dice. Number eight, skate. Number nine, cat. Number 20, cigarettes. Number 10, bowling ball. Number 11, goalpost. Number 19, golf club. Number 18, voting booth. Number 15, paycheck. Number 16, candy. Number 17, magazine. Number 14, ring. How about 13? Which? 12, eggs. What number is glove? 5. What number is bowling ball? 10. What number is paycheck? 15. Okay, what I'd like you to do is shut the tape off and review the tree list and make sure you know easily and instantly what numbers and pictures go together so you could recall the tree list easily, very quickly. Now, review the associations. If you're stuck on anyone, just review the associations. Take us about 3 to 5 minutes and just review the tree list. Make sure it is refreshed in your memory. Shut off the tape and do it now. Okay, what we're going to do is we are going to peg to the tree list. Now, let me explain exactly what we're going to do. I am going to call out 20 words. The first thing that I call out, you will get a vivid picture of it. Now, what type of picture? A vivid picture. It's going to be completely in detail. It's going to be crystal clear in your mind. It's going to be descriptive, colorful, exaggerated. You're also going to get a vivid picture of the first peg on the tree list, which is tree. So you have a vivid picture of the first peg, which is tree, a vivid picture of the first thing I call out, and you're going to put them both together using action. Now, let me give you one additional hint. You're obviously going to get a vivid, crystal clear, colorful, perfectly descriptive picture in your mind. You're going to exaggerate those pictures. You're going to use lots of movement, action, action, action. You're going to make them funny and comical and nonsensical and ludicrous and outrageous. You're going to make sure that the scene could never happen in real life. If it's boring, it's bad. If it's exciting and funny and ridiculous, it's good. The last hint is include yourself in the picture. When you include yourself in the picture, it helps get the emotions involved. Remember I said before, smell the smell, feel the feelings. So get yourself in the picture. Now, let me give you another couple hints. You can close your eyes if you want to help you focus. You're only interested in one at a time. When we're on number 5 or 6, don't worry about what we put on the tree or the light switch or the stool. Just be concerned with what we're doing at that particular moment. Trust your memories. You all have perfect memories now. They're great memories. They can recall everything you want. But trust them. When we get to about 14, some of you may have a little voice that goes, hey, you think you're going to remember all these things? Well, stress may come involved and hold you back. Don't let that happen. Relax. Just relax. Breathe easy. Have fun. How do you remember 20 things? One at a time. Trust your memories. Now, you'll follow along with me. Keep the tape running as we go through this. Sit back, relax. Use vivid pictures. Lots of action. Movement, movement, movement. Make them funny, crazy. You should be smiling. And be only concerned with that which we are pegging at that particular time. Trust your memories. You do have great ones. Okay, number one. You should have a vivid picture right now of a tree in your mind's eye. What type of tree is it? It must be colorful, perfectly pictured. I want you to remember elephant. So get a vivid picture of elephant and put it on the tree using action in your mind's eye. Include yourself. Movement, movement, movement. If you have the elephant sitting next to the tree, that's bad. That's boring. Maybe you're riding the elephant and the elephant is stampeding into the tree. Maybe he sits on the tree and you're in the tree and he sits on you. Maybe he's wrapping his trunk around the tree and pulling it out of the ground and beating over the head with it. Or maybe you're like Superman and you rip the trunk apart from the tree and start beating the elephant with it. Use your own imagination. More is better than less. Number one is elephant. Vivid pictures, colorful, smell the smells, feel the feelings. Number two, you should all have a vivid picture of a light switch in your mind just waiting. Number two is ketchup. Some of you are thinking, ketchup doesn't go on a light switch? Well, you make it go using your imagination and put it in a funny, ludicrous, nonsensical way, exaggerate it. More is better than less. Action, action, action. Movement, movement, movement. Vivid, colorful, crystal clear pictures. You're having fun. You have great memories. You have vivid imaginations. You use lots of action, lots of movement, and you recall easily and at will. Number two is ketchup. Number three is scotch tape. You all know the third peg is a stool. Include yourself in the picture. It helps. More is better than less. Exaggerate the pictures. Number three is scotch tape. Action, action, action. Movement, movement, movement. Make it funny. Make it ludicrous, nonsensical. Something could never happen in real life. Feel the feelings. Sense the senses. Smell the smells. You have great memories and vivid imaginations. You're having fun. Vivid pictures with lots of action. If you got that one, go back to two real quick. Look at the light switch and the ketchup. Notice how the pictures instantly come right back in your mind. Go back to one real quick. Notice how that picture pops right into your mind and the elephant and all this action pops right back because you can recall easily and at will. So back to three. The stool and the scotch tape are right there. They're locked into your memory. You have great memories. Trust them. Number four is water. And don't have it just raining on the car. There's not enough action. That's boring. Include yourself in the picture. Make it colorful, memorable. Maybe include fear, emotions. Exaggerate. Vivid pictures with lots of action, 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 action. Movement, movement, movement. Number four is water. If you got that one, go back to three real quick. Look at the stool and the scotch tape. Review the action in the picture. Go back to two real quick. Review the picture and the action. It instantly comes right back. You know it's ketchup. Go back to four. Water. Review the car and the water. Number five is bubble gum. Five is bubble gum. I'm sure I just ruined someone's gloves. Exaggerate the picture. More is better than less. Make it vivid, crystal clear. Five is bubble gum. Focus. Relax. Vivid pictures. Let your imagination go wild. You're having fun. You have great memories. Go back to four real quick. Look at the car and the water. Review the picture in the action scene. Go back to three real quick. Review the picture and the action. Vivid pictures. You have instant recall at will. You have great memories. Let's go back to five, the glove and the bubble gum. Review the picture and the scene. Crystal clear pictures. Number six. You should have a gun waiting to do something to it. That's your peg. Six is pillow. Pillow. Include yourself in the action. Make it funny. Make it ludicrous. Make it nonsensical. Exaggerate it. More is better than less. Movement, movement, movement. Vivid, crystal clear pictures. Feel the feelings. Smell the smells. More is better than less. Exaggerate. Crystal clear pictures. Six is pillow. If you have that one, go back to five real quick. Review the bubble gum and the glove. Review the picture and the action. Go back to four real quick. Review the picture and the action. You have great memories. They lock in. The action and pictures are right there. Go to 6. Review the gun and the pillow. Movement, exaggerate, bigger than life, larger than life, animated, funny, crazy, ridiculous. Let's go to 7. You know the 7th peg is dice. And I want you to remember rug. Rug. Get a vivid picture of a rug. Exaggerate the pictures. More is better than less. Vivid pictures. Colorful, exaggerated. Movement, movement, movement. Include yourself in the picture to help with the emotions. Pain works. Excitement. Fear. Include the emotions. Exaggerate it. Make it memorable. 7 is rug. If you get that one, go back to 6 real quick. Review the pillow and the gun. Review the picture and the action. It's locked in. Go back to 5 real quick. Let's go back to 7, dice, and rug. You have great memories. You have vivid imaginations. You picture things easily. Your action is animated and funny, and you remember easily. You're having fun. You're relaxed. Just relax. Breathe and relax. 8. We know the 8th peg is skate. I want you to remember window. Window for 8. Get a vivid picture of window. Include yourself in the picture. Make it funny, ludicrous, and nonsensical. 8 is window. Vivid pictures and lots of action. Movement, movement, movement. More is better than less. If you got that one, go back to 7 real quick. Review the dice and the rug. Notice how the vivid pictures and action come right back easily. Go back to 6 real quick. Let's go back to 8. The skate and the window. That picture comes right back in your mind's eye. It's just like a perfect photograph. Let's go to 9. 9 is Jeep. 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 You know the 9th peg is cat. Get a picture of a cat and a Jeep. Put them both together using action. Exaggerate the pictures. If you don't like cats, you're having a great time right now. If you do like cats, I have to say I'm sorry. Exaggerate. Maybe the giant cats. Maybe there's lots of them. There's movement. There's action. Exaggerate it. 9 is Jeep. Vivid pictures. Colorful. Outrageous. If you get that one, go back to 8 real quick. Review the picture and the action. The skate and the window instantly pop right back into your mind. Look at 7 real quick. Let's go back to 9. The cat and the Jeep. The whole picture scene, the action comes right back. 10. You know it's bowling ball. I want you to remember your foot. Your foot. Not your shoe, not feet, your foot. Now there's some obvious action here, but exaggerate it. More is better than less. Keep the action coming. Movement, movement, and more movement. In your own mind's eye. Vivid picture with lots of action. 10 is your foot. Exaggerate it. Make it crystal clear. Bigger than life. If you got that one, look at 9 real quick. Look at the Jeep and the cat. If you got that one, look at 8 real quick. Relax. We're just doing one at a time. Trust your memories. You have great, perfect memories. Let's go back to 10, the bowling ball and your foot. 11, we know the peg is goalpost. And I want you to remember a man's necktie. A man's necktie. Vivid pictures of the necktie include lots of action and movement, exaggerate everything, make it funny and ludicrous and nonsensical, so that could never happen in real life. More is better than less. Exaggerate, exaggerate, exaggerate. Vivid pictures, lots of action. include yourself in it. Maybe there's pain, but make sure you get a vivid picture of a man's necktie. Go back to 10 real quick. Look at the bowling ball on the foot. Review the picture in the action. Go back to 9 real quick. Go back to 11. The goalpost and the man's necktie. Vivid pictures with action. Let's go to 12. We know the 12th peg is eggs. I want you to remember mustard. Mustard. Vivid pictures, lots of action. You must put them together in a crazy way, a nonsensical way, an exaggerated way. Do not use logic. Make sure it's not boring. Smile. Have fun. Use humor. 12 is mustard. Action, action, action with vivid pictures. If you have that one, go back to 11 real quick. Look at the necktie and the goalpost. Look at 10 real quick. You're all relaxed. You have vivid memories, vivid imaginations. You picture things easily. And relax. Breathe and relax. Let's go to 12. Review the eggs and the mustard. 13 is a book. A book. We know the 13th peg is which. Get a vivid, crystal clear picture. Use action, action, action. Movement, movement, movement. And put 13 and book together. Focus. Vivid pictures. Go back to 12 real quick. Look at the eggs and the mustard. Instantly the pictures pop back into your mind. Look at 11 real quick. Go back to 13. The witch and the book pop right back into your mind with all the action. Let's go to 14. You know the 14th peg is ring. Vivid pictures when you're relaxed. Remember a chair. A chair. Maybe it's your favorite chair. Vivid pictures. Exaggerate the pictures. Bigger than life. Movement, movement, and more movement. Don't just be sitting on a ring. You need movement. Animation. Something that could never happen in real life. That's the key. Ridiculous. Ludicrous. Outrageous. Vivid pictures with action. 14 is a chair. If you have that one, go back to 13 real quick. Look at the witch in a book. Review the pictures and the action. Look at 12 real quick. Go back to 14, ring and chair. Let's go to 15. You know the 15th peg is paycheck. I want you to remember a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee. Exaggerate the picture. In color, vivid. You need movement, 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 action, 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 and put it together in a ridiculous way. Something that could never happen in real life. Keep the movement and scene happening. Include emotions. 15 is a cup of coffee. If you get that one, look at 14 real quick. Review the chair and the ring. Look at 13 real quick. Review the witch and the book. 15, review the paycheck and the cup of coffee. 16, you know it's candy. Make sure it's a vivid, descriptive picture of what type of candy. Is it a specific brand? What does it look like? Etc. 16 is an alligator. Now include yourself in the picture. Maybe you're losing a limb or something here. Make it exaggerated, something that could never happen in real life. Make it funny or painful or something. Vivid pictures. 16 is alligator. Movement, movement, movement. You have great memories and you're all relaxed. Your imaginations are wild. Your memories are fantastic. You recall easily and effortlessly. 16 is alligator. Go back to 15 real quick. Notice how the paycheck and cup of coffee instantly pops right in your mind without any effort on your part. Look at 14 real quick. The ring and the chair pop right back. Go back to 16. The alligator and the candy pop right back. Vivid pictures with action. 17 is a baseball bat. 17 is a baseball bat. We know the 17th peg is magazine, and we want to remember baseball bat. Get both of those pictures, exaggerate them larger than life, include yourself in it, with action, action, action. Your imaginations are going crazy, and you're having fun, and you're relaxed. Vivid pictures, crystal clear. Movement, movement, movement. 17 is a baseball bat. Vivid pictures, crystal clear pictures. Look at 16 real quick. Review the candy and the alligator. Look at 15 real quick. Review the paycheck and the cup of coffee. Go back to 17, magazine and baseball bat. Pictures in your mind, vivid pictures with action. 18 is a voting booth, and we want to remember beer. Beer. We want to remember beer. Exaggerate the picture. Make it funny. Make it ludicrous. Make it nonsensical. Bigger than life. Something that can never happen. Movement, movement, movement. 18 and beer. Picture of a voting booth. Picture of beer. Put them both together using action. Go back to 17 real quick. Look at the magazine and the baseball bat. Look at 16 real quick. Look at the alligator and the candy. Go back to 18, voting booth and beer. Vivid pictures. 19. We know the 19th peg is a golf club. 19th is a basketball. You're having fun now. Exaggerate, bigger than life. Make it comical, ludicrous, and nonsensical. Put those two pictures together using action, action, action. Exaggerate, vivid, larger than life. Something that could never happen in real life. 19 is a basketball. Go back and look at 18 real quick. The voting booth and the beer pops right back in your mind. Look at 17 real quick. The magazine and the baseball bat pops right back in your mind. Go back to 19 real quick. The basketball and the golf club pops right into your mind. Let's go to 20. We know the 20th peg is cigarettes. I want you to remember piano. Piano. Exaggerate the picture larger than life. Animate them. Include yourself in it. Make it funny, ludicrous, nonsensical, painful. Whatever you want to do, put those two pictures together in your mind's eye. In color. Vivid pictures. Piano and cigarettes. Go back to 19 real quick. Look at the basketball and golf club. Go back to 18 real quick. Look at the voting booth and beer. Go back to 20. Look at the cigarettes and the piano. Go back to 19. Look at the picture of the golf club and the basketball. Go back to 20. Look at the cigarettes and the piano. Okay, what I want you to do is take out a sheet of paper, number down 1 through 20, and write down by memory the words that I called out. Now, what you'll do is when you get to number 1, you'll ask yourself, what was my first peg? And your mind will say, it was tree, and that picture will pop right into your mind, and all of a sudden, whatever you put on the tree will be right there in your mind's eye, and just write it down. You don't have to write down all the action, just write down the word that I called out. When you go to number 2, look for the second peg in your mind, which is the light switch. And whatever you did to it, the picture will still be there vividly, easily. You're all relaxed, and the pictures easily come back. Go one at a time. If you get stuck on one, get off it, go to the next. And always ask yourself the right question. The first question is, what was my peg? That will throw up the peg in your mind, that picture. And then say, what was my action? What was happening? What was I doing? And that questioning will have the mind pop out to the action. The actions will give you the pictures, and you'll be able to recall 20 out of 20, most of you. Shut off the tape and do it now. Well, let me go through these for you and see how well you did. Number one was elephant. Number two was ketchup. Number three was scotch tape. Four was water. Five was bubble gum. Six was pillow. Seven was rug. Eight was window. Nine was jeep. 10 was foot. 11 was man's necktie. 12 was mustard. 13 was a book. 14 was a chair. 15 was a cup of coffee. 16 was an alligator. 17 was a baseball bat. 18 was beer. 19 was basketball. And, of course, 20 was a piano. Now, I have some exciting news for you. If you missed one or two, it's only because of one of four reasons. Number one, you didn't know your pegs. If you didn't know the tree list well enough, then this exercise would have failed for you. So that's the first question. Number two, you didn't have vivid pictures. This is a perfect example if you said for number 10, if you wrote down shoe, or for number 8, if you wrote down glass. Of course, we wanted to remember for 8, window, not glass, and for number 10, we wanted to remember foot, not shoe. If you wrote down the incorrect but close, that means your picture wasn't vivid and descriptive enough. The third thing is usually why people forget, and that is, if I ask you for one of the ones that you didn't remember, what was your action? And you tell me, 9 times out of 10, it will be boring, which means you didn't have enough action. That means your imagination needs to be stimulated more. You need to develop more action, more craziness. There is a fourth reason, and that's called stress. Because stress does play havoc with your memory, and it can block the information from getting out. We'll be talking about stress in a later lesson. I hope you all did well. What I'd like you to do is follow the instructions in your workbook under this lesson before going on to the next. Congratulations on your way to becoming a memory master.